Former city prosecutor Kelly Hodge has been selected interim Philadelphia district attorney by the Philadelphia Common Pleas Board of Judges late this afternoon. Just back from City Hall, and joining me with details is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. Dave, tell us about Kelly Hodge.
Well, she hails from the Commonwealth of Virginia, Dave. She went to the University of Richmond Law School. She was a public defender in Richmond, then made her way to Philadelphia, where she served 8 years as a prosecutor in the Philadelphia DA's office, leaving in 2011. She was appointed by Governor Corbett to be the safe schools advocate for the Philadelphia School District. She did some other things. She's now a practicing attorney at the firm of Elliott and Greenleaf.
So she's returned from private practice.
Right.
For this interim period, what was the process by which she's emerged?
It's a little like cardinals selecting a pope, Dave. The board of judges are designated by state law as filling this vacancy, and so they had a couple of ballots. The first ballot, I will note that former district attorney Lynn Abraham, who was well-known and controversial, fared very poorly, got only 4 votes out of 70-some-odd in attendance. The two that faced in a runoff were Judge Hodge and then John Delaney, who was a 35-year veteran of the DA's office, known particularly for his work in youth violence efforts over the years. And it took 2 ballots because there were some abstentions in the second one, but that is to say, it took 3 ballots total, and Judge Hodge won it. It's interesting because she was not a former judge, as many candidates were, not a career DA, as some others were. But I think a couple of factors here. She is the first African-American woman to hold that office. This bench is about 44% minority, and I think there was a strong cadre of people who felt that mattered and that was important. I've also heard that she was supported by Larry Krasner, the successful Democratic candidate for district attorney, and that to the extent that he has any influence, maybe that helped. His wife is one of the, Lisa Rao, is one of the judges that made the pick.
So between now and Election Day, is she a placemark or does she have authority to make changes that she deems fit?
Well, it's not enough time to reshape the office, to be sure. It'll be 5 months and change that she's in the office. But I think what's important right now, if you just think about what this office has been through over the last 2 years, the district attorney has been under an ethical cloud. There were rumors of an investigation, and then a year ago he admitted to failing to report $160,000 in gift. He pled to an ethics board finding earlier this year. He was indicted. He kept the office, eventually led away in handcuffs after pleading guilty to corruption. Those were embarrassing headlines, and for prosecutors to go into court every day and talk to juries about the rule of law and the importance of knowing the difference between right or wrong, it was demoralizing. And I think she is determined to bring a period of stability and ethical guidance to the office.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.